This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right now, cornerback is the biggest issue, in my opinion. You know, you have Christian Benford on one side entering the final year of his contract. You'd like to believe that there will be an extension done, but the price of the cornerbacks just keeps going up. So that's going to be quite a bit of money they're going to have to invest in Benford. But then opposite that, you know, they have not re-signed Rasul Douglas. Douglas still sits out there in free agency. Dane Jackson was brought in. I look at Dane Jackson as just more of a depth, like a first guy off the bench. If there's an injury, that's fine. Really don't want him coming in this year and being in the running for cornerback too. But names are running out in free agency in terms of potential upgrades there. But if you look at the draft class, Trey Amos, Maxwell Harrison, there are some guys the Bills could target with one of their first picks of those top three that they have in the first 64 picks.
Here we go. That's Ryan Talbot of New York Upstate joining us last hour. Evan with a quick turnaround there. Nice little tip of the cap as we talked with Ryan about several things, as many things as we could about the Bills, from how free agency went, what the depth chart's looking like so far, to draft targets. And I don't know if Trevor Howard has ever heard this, but now he's going to. Well, actually, we only have the music bed. But I need to get the new rendition of Mock Draft Simulator up here, Joe.
Yes.
And when I do, it's going to be glorious. But I think in the break, I'm going to give Trevor Howard a preview of what Mock Draft Simulator is. But a preview to the brain rot is because, hey, every week on a Sports Talk Saturday, we're going to hit up the Mock Draft Simulator. And what better way to hit up the Mock Draft Simulator then Trevor, he's here early, but you know what? We'll let him participate with us in a mock draft simulator.
Sure, for the sure Bills. Thing. Yeah, what's going on, fellas?
So, we're just hanging
what's
out
up,
here.
What's up, Trev?
How are we doing? How are we doing this Saturday morning? It's kind of gloomy outside, but it's very, very happy in here.
Yes, exactly. Why? Oh, you know why.
Beep, beep, beep,
mock
beep,
draft beep. Simulator. All right, here we go. Bills picking at number 30 here. The way we're going to do it this year, we did it a little differently last year. Joe and I were using the same engine, and we're basically going to do this thing through two rounds because the Bills have two picks in the second round. It's relevant.
Yes.
And let's see what I end up cooking here. No trades. I'm not going to worry about trades here yet, mostly because I'm poor and don't feel like paying money. So, In order to do this, we're picking straight. Straight shots here, and let's see what happens as the Bills at 30, 56, and 62. We're going to hit this thing, and Cam Ward going first and Shedeur Sanders. So it's quarterback, Travis Hunter, and then Abdul Carter in the top four. Ashton Jeanty going sixth to the Raiders. That one would seem interesting to me. Matthew Golden went pick 10, which that's a little high and rich for my blood, I would think. Mykel Williams, edge rusher at 16. Shamar Stewart, one of my favorites, at 18. Kenneth Grant gone at 19. So I'm not looking at Malachi Starks at 25, by the way. If that were happening, if Malachi Starks was dropping, we would be all over that. But something else has happened. There's a name that I did not mention in the mock draft simulator that just went on here that kind of becomes a dream scenario here.
Okay.
And, like, I might say I have to refresh the page because Luther Burden, the wide receiver from Missouri, falls to pick 30. So I might have to go ahead and hit a refresh here and see if it doesn't lock me out, because that's bad. There's no way that Luther Burden falls to pick 30. We're going to do that again. The mock draft simulator definitely did not do its job today.
And I don't think there's any way that Tyler Warren drops out of the top 20.
There's no way that Luther Burden is a top 10 pick.
I think those that
Matthew
were
Golden
fired
going nine again. What the hell is up?
I think those that were fired from
PFF,
the Orioles AA affiliate Chesapeake Bay Sox from their front office are now operating.
Stop! We're not doing that again.
Simulator. So
there's your brain rot for the
Malachi
day.
Starts falling to 22 again. If we had trades, we would do that. Nick Emmanuori just got taken. I would be heartbroken. But again, Burden ends up here. All right, I might just say this might have to be. I don't know. I don't know what to do with this.
And I don't see Ashton Jeanty going third to the Giants.
Yeah. Jeanty went fifth.
The memes
write
itself at that point.
Yeah. Jeanty goes five in this refresh. And Luther Burden, again, available with the Bills. If Burden's there, they're running the card. Especially without trading up to go get him. Yeah.
But they're grabbing him.
Yeah. I think, though, that Malachi Starks, this is more or less to try to gauge. If the Bills need to trade up for one of these guys, where is the number that you need to get to? Shamar Stewart seems to be going toward the early 20s. Kenneth Grant is in the late teens, early 20s. So it does sound like if the Bills want one of those kinds of players, a player that does seem to have a little bit of blue chip potential to them, you might got to take a couple picks and shuffle your way up there. But until then, That's what I'm looking at there. But if Malachi Starks is available at, like, say, 21 or 22, you're in striking distance.
Go for it.
For a top-tier safety to help your back end, and you get yourself a rangy player like that. I like Emmanuori. I love the safety class right now. There's a lot to like from them, especially early on, with Watts, Emmanuori, Starks in no order there.
Oh, yeah.
I got the Bills taking Mike Green, edge out of Marshall, on my NFL mock draft simulator here.
There we go. So apparently Luther Burden's available twice. I'm just going to run the card up. And we'll get ourselves to the second round, because there's no way that that happens. Other names that were available were among the likes of, James Pierce, the edge rusher out of Tennessee, Darius Alexander, Derek Harmon, pair of defensive tackles.
So, yeah. Yeah, run that card if he's there. I mean, there's no question.
There's no way that Luther Burden ends up there.
No.
But now, let's get to the second round, because this is where there's going to be a lot of question marks. And a couple of players that would be taken within this range, players like Maxwell Hairston, corner out of Kentucky, edge rusher Landon Jackson, a couple of wide receivers, some of the running backs even, if you're really worried about the status of James Cook going forward, those are players that you could be looking at as well. So we hit up to pick number 56 here. Decent amount of defensive linemen available here for us here. We've got Shamar Turner, defensive tackle from Texas A&M, Jack Sawyer, edge rusher out of Ohio State, some corners like Darian Porter out of Iowa State here as well, Benjamin Morrison of Notre Dame. And I think that's probably where I want to go, is I can't go away with this without a cornerback. And I think I'm going to go with Morrison here.
Okay, I like that. That's kind of where
Nate will be
as well.
Happy. We take a Notre Dame player.
Yeah, that's right.
And then
that's five, right.
five picks later, I still get my pick of defensive lineman, it looks like here. And I'm
I think that's where we stay, defense.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take probably Alfred Collins, get some beef from Texas here. So my co-hosts on Draft Night would be very happy. We get a Notre Dame player, and we get a Texas player.
Yeah, there you go.
Hook 'em horns.
Hook 'em horns, and we get Notre Dame in there. Nate's happy. Everyone's happy. So I'm not worried about grades, mostly because I got a B+.
Do you guys see Jackson Dart from Ole Miss going in the second round?
It's probably second round. I don't see him as a first-round player, but there's noise going on about him.
Mine has Seattle picking him at 52.
Xavier Worthy had noise after his 40 time, but before that, he didn't really have the first round juice.
All right, Joe, you've got the driver's wheel. Are you ready?
Let's go, baby. We're going to enter the draft.
We should never have given him this. He is irresponsible with the soundboard.
Okay, Tennessee is on the clock. I'm skipping to fast.
Yeah.
And I got an ad. Okay. Maybe a little too fast.
You might have gotten to the fast where it actually asks you for money or something.
Yeah.
Good job.
Okay. So pick one, Cam Ward. Pick two, the Browns get Shedeur Sanders.
Yep.
Rip his career. Travis Hunter goes third to the Giants. I'm looking for the big...
Yeah.
Williams goes to Georgia, or not to Georgia. Williams from Georgia goes to the Falcons at pick 15.
Okay.
Mike Green goes to the Bengals. Johnson, cornerback from Michigan, goes to the Broncos at pick 20. And Emin Wari, the safety, goes at pick 24 to the Vikings.
Oh, boy.
Kenneth Grant's gone. No.
Yeah.
No.
That's probably happening.
Taken by L.A. The Rams, sorry, I forget there's two LA teams. And then now the Bills are on the clock. And I'm going to go defense.
What's hanging around there, though?
I got two trade offers, but we're not going to look into that. Derek Harmon.
Okay.
Defensive interior from Oregon. Yes. I wouldn't hate that.
No, I like that, actually. That's a pretty good pick.
Darius Alexander from Toledo, interior defensive lineman.
Yep. D tackle is probably going to be a heavy. Heavy favorite here for you based on how the draft board fell.
Yes, TJ Sanders as well. Who else? Nick Skirton, the edge rusher from Texas A&M.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right.
I don't really know, though. Xavier Watts, safety from Notre Dame, still there. I don't want to reach too far, though. I think I'm going Derek Harmon. I think that's the easy pick here.
Yeah.
He's ranked 30th. It makes sense right there. So
Harmon, 6'5", 310, out of Oregon. That would be a very good pick here for you as the defensive lineman from Oregon.
Yes. Yes. So now I'm going through now, simming, to round two. And it looks like defensive interior and wide receiver are going off the board.
Yes, because so this is where it's going to really hit.
Yeah. Jackson Dart just got taken by the Jets.
Oh.
so he won't have a career. Xavier Watts from Notre Dame goes to the Seahawks. And then pick 55, we get a tight end taken, Elijah Arroyo.
But that sounds like to me, in your simulation, for example, Xavier Watts would be available within the second round. So if you don't get a Starks or an Emenwori right away, Watts could be a guy popular in the second round and a player that they could move up for in the second round.
Yes, I think Watts was taken, though.
Oh, yeah. You'd said that, but like...
Yeah, by the Seahawks.
It's a trade-up range, though.
Yes, okay. So I'm going to filter by position because I'm going defense. Let's go defensive interior. We already got one of those. I'm going to go edge, I think, right? At this point, might as well.
I mean, what do you got a corner as well?
No, yeah. There we go. Oh, I can click multiple. How beautiful. How wonderful for the simulation.
There you go.
Darian Porter from Iowa State, cornerback.
Mm-hmm.
Ranked 58 at pick 58, so that's not too bad of a reach at all. Benjamin Morrison, cornerback from Notre Dame.
Yep, he was someone that I ended up taking.
Shamar Turner, defensive interior from Texas A&M. And Jack Sawyer, edge rusher from Ohio State University. Jared Ivey as well, edge rusher from Mississippi. Ole Miss is available as well. I think I do kind of want to take a cornerback here. And Darian Porter is calling my name. You're not reaching for him here. And you need a corner, I think, in the draft. I don't think, because you're not going to have a great selection coming up here.
So it seems like there might be this, like, based on what scouts are saying, there's like this kind of cliff a little bit about the corners. There's probably, based on consensus rankings, 5 or 6 guys that can go within the top 40. And then after that, there's grades probably into the 60s at that point for guys like Porter, Hairston from Kentucky, or Denzel Burke from Ohio State. But there's a decent amount of options here when it comes to corner, when it comes to defense entirely here. But there's a nice draft for a lot of positions. And it does look like, based on what scouts are saying, there's a couple of guys that you can get within the first 40 picks that look like that type of dude.
Yeah.
And then it might drop off.
Gotcha. Well,
but
you know what?
Porter, by the way, lanky, 6'3", 195 out of Iowa State.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. They want that speed. I don't know if lanky is what I'm looking for here. I'm looking at the edge rusher, though, Jack Sawyer out of the Ohio State University. I'm going to draft him and see who's available cornerback-wise at 62.
All right.
So I drafted the... Darian,
a good amount of the names that you named are going to be there.
Yes. Okay. So we're at pick 62. We lost in that time on defense. We lost Darian Porter, cornerback to the Texans. Mm-hmm. And then linebacker Carson Schwesinger, linebacker out of UCLA at pick 60. So Jared Ivey, the edge rusher as well from Mississippi, was taken at 61 before 62. So I have to grab now. I'm going to look here. Linebacker, just for fun, edge, cornerback. Okay, so cornerback, I might go Benjamin Morrison here from Notre Dame.
Okay,
just to grab a cornerback, and he's available in that position. Okay, we're getting the draft grade, gentlemen. B-A-minus-B, so we're going to see what that averages at. B-plus.
There you go.
Top 36% of Bills draft, so maybe over the next couple weeks we'll start working our way up to the top whatever percentage.
So what we ended up using was the PFF version there, and obviously mocks and rankings are going to be different no matter where you're looking.
Well, yeah, that one we used just offers egregious trades. I mean, good trades, but like...
Yeah.
Things that would never happen, remember? Like just selling the house. The Chiefs are selling the house for something, which makes no sense.
And there you go.
So this is the most accurate one from our measures, our mock draft simulator research.
And we will keep doing this and trying to educate not just ourselves but others about prospects that we might end up selecting through these simulations. But also just to get names out there for people. You'd mentioned you took Benjamin Morrison out of Notre Dame, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I did too. Morrison, 6'2", 193. He was a Jim Thorpe Award semifinalist in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And the scouting report, according to Ryan Fowler of Draft Network, elite technician. He's patient, and he's very good on the outside, and he's got the length to help out. He does have issues in the run game when it comes to pursuit angles and shedding blocks. So we'll see what happens there, but that sounds like a good player that you can get in the second round.
Yeah, I'm happy. I mean, so is the
You get good
simulator.
Technique from a player, that's something that you want to see. So round two, a guy like Benjamin Morrison is another name that we can be looking out for the Buffalo Bills. We'll take a break here, come back, because we got Trevor Howard in the house, and we'll talk about the Buffalo Bandits, who they got some business done last night and can continue to do so with clinching scenarios still with five more games left to play. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Sports Talk Saturday rolls on. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali, Trevor Howard in the house with us next on WGR.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.